Bring in Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings, fresh off his 200th victory at Vanderbilt, a 20-point win over Middle Tennessee last night. Coach, congrats and good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, and thank you. We won a good game. Our guys played well, and we've had a nice stretch here to finish up the non-conference season. So we're happy that we've kind of gotten things turned around.
What's with all the block shots? That's not something Vanderbilt typically known for.
Well, it's what's up with it is guys like Festus and AJ and Andre Walker and Lance Goldborn, and those guys are long and really athletic, and other guys get into it as well. But we just, you know, I'm sure some of it has been a little bit of a size advantage in the last few games, but we're long at the basket, and we have the ability, probably more so than ever before, to affect shots around the goal, and so we've done a great job of blocking them the last three or four games.
Kevin, the numbers say that you guys have guarded your opponents much better the last few games, but have you seen it tangibly too? Do the numbers support the assertion here?
Well, I think so, Mark. I think that that our play has been much better on the defensive end, and the effort has been, you know, extremely good. And I think in the last five games, our opponents are shooting below 32%, which is really kind of remarkable. So we've done a major turnaround on the defensive end, and obviously the rubber's getting ready to meet the road here in terms of our schedule and conference play coming up and things like that. But the play and the numbers support what we've seen from the play and the effort that we've seen in practice to make it better. And our guys really, really need to be commended for that.
Do you feel better about AJ Ogilvie than you did 2 weeks ago?
Well, I feel better about the fact that he's healthier. This whole foot thing has been exasperating for all of us. And AJ has really battled and fought to get himself into better shape. And he looked better last night than he's looked just in terms of conditioning and speed up and down the court. So I feel better about the fact that he's healthier, which is helping his play. But I've always felt good about him personally, because I know that he's tried very hard to get through this stuff, but his play has gotten better, and his effort, like the rest of the team, particularly defensively, has gotten better as well.
We're speaking to Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. Kevin, you guys have done a really good job of bringing John Jenkins along, and he shows you something a little bit different, sort of widening his array with every game. But Barry Booker made a good point last night. One of the more impressive things was him dunking off his right foot, which Barry pointed out is not always very easy to do when you're right-handed. But, yeah, are you seeing him continue to blossom in all facets of his game, not just his perimeter shooting?
We are seeing that, Mark. And John is really he's a hungry learner. He wants to get better, and he wants to, you know, if defense is a weakness, or if ball handling is a weakness, or if, you know, whatever his weaknesses are, he wants to work hard to improve those. And obviously he has some great strength, but John's play has certainly been a key reason as to why we've played well or played better over the last five games. But you know, he's one of those rare guys that actually jumps better off of the opposite way.
Really?
Well, Lance Goldborn is another one on our team. Those two guys are the ones that come to mind on our team that generally you'll have one or two that prefer the opposite way for whatever reason. You don't know why that really happens, but John is one of those guys. But nevertheless, John's a little underrated athletically. He's He's not the fastest guy on the court, but he jumps well, and he's got good enough quickness, and obviously he's got that sweet shooting stroke. So he's people are going to get tired of him. And when I say people, our opponents, that's right, not us, but our opponents are going to get tired of. I had people say it seemed like Shane Foster was here for about 7 years. I think they're going to feel the same way about John.
Kevin, as you get ready for SEC play now, how much time do you spend in the pre-conference looking at some of the other conference teams? Do you just sort of gather up the tapes and say, hey, you know, we'll watch those when it gets time to play those games, or do you kind of keep an eye on what other teams are doing around the league?
You know, Kevin, I keep an eye on scores. I haven't seen hardly any tape of anybody in the league at all, and obviously, my staff gets us ready and gets me ready for each game, and my full focus will now be on trying to figure out as much as I can about Florida and what we need to do, and the scouting report's already done, and I have a stack of tapes that I brought home with me last night, and so. But nevertheless, I don't watch much of anybody in the league until it's time to play them. I don't watch much of anyone until it's time to play them, because I'm either watching us or I'm watching our next opponent. So, but Florida certainly will have our full attention now, and hopefully we can do our best to get ready for Saturday morning.
You have to defend the 75-foot shot.
Well, if we get in that situation, I don't know. We're gonna have to guard that guy at 75 feet, I guess.
Kevin,
one more thing I wanted to ask about. I saw in a game over the weekend, it was in the Kentucky-Louisville game, a player kind of lost his cool, and they had to take him out of the game to keep him from just going haywire out there on the court. Do you, and early in the game, or maybe at any point, how do you approach that situation? You know, when a guy gets into a scrap or is in some kind of deal where he's really upset, do you kind of let him play through it, or do you yank him out of there and let him cool off a little bit before you stick him back in, or does it kind of just depend on the player itself?
It depends more on the situation, Kevin, than it does the player. If I feel like our player is emotionally out of sync or out of, you know, kind of out of whack for a second, then I would probably take him out. If I felt like my player was at fault in whatever skirmish began, then I would most certainly take him out. If I did not feel like my player was at fault and actually felt like the other player was at fault, then I probably would not take my player out. I'm not going to penalize or try not to penalize a guy for something that's not his fault. So it would depend on the situation and the circumstances at hand and the circumstances involved in the skirmish.
Kevin, I know you haven't looked at, as you alluded to, tape of Florida, but, you know, at times in the past, teams, you know, with good guard play who can dribble penetrate have given you guys some problems. They've got Boynton. They've got Irving Walker. You feel like, again, you're feeling a lot better about your defense. You feel better equipped now to defend something like that coming up Saturday?
Well, Mark, we're doing a better job at defending the ball, and that's part of the reason that we're doing a better job on the defensive end. We have more guys that can cover the ball. And cover the ball well, I mean, and dribble penetration has become such a big part of college basketball, and I think that, you know, if you're going to be good defensively, you have to be able to defend the ball and defend the dribble drive, and so we've worked hard at trying to do that. We've gotten much better, and I think that's been a big reason why we've had success. Given that, it will still be very difficult to defend, you know, all of the ball screens and all of the penetration that you get from a Florida team. So the challenge will still be there, and it's not to say, and even last night we got beat off the dribble several times and more than I would have liked. But the one thing that helps now is with how we're, you know, our presence around the goal when we do get beat on the drive. It's not like you can just automatically go in there and get a layup. You have to face, like I said, AJ or Fess or one of those guys back there in the back, and that's making up for some of our mistakes.